Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now come to the main event of the evening.
Okay, y'all, this is it.
It had to happen sooner or later.
It's party time.
We deserve an adventure.
Y'all ready for this?
Hit me.
Live from Kansas City, it's the Up All Night Radio Show with Stephen McKay and Travis Winters.
It is freaking cold, baby.
No way. It's not cold.
It is freaking cold. I'm Steve McKay.
And I'm Travis Winters.
Welcome to the Up All Night Radio Extravaganza. We're freezing our testicles off here tonight, but we are here live.
Deep inside.
The beautiful Prairie Village, Kansas. Yes. High atop the city. KCOR Studios, looking out over the light of the city. And you're going to have another great Titanic talk show tonight with some fantastic blues rock music.
Hi, Captain. There's an iceberg on the way.
I see it. Yes. I agree totally.
There's one on the starboard side, and there's one at Uranus.
We have already had one iceberg hit us tonight, but that's all right. We had a guest scheduled. We'll explain what happened to him a little bit later, but we're going to carry on. What else is going on tonight
in this
fabulous show of ours?
Of course, we have the Artist of the Week, which was supposed to be in studio. We have the Babe of the Week, which is smoking hot.
Stay right close to that mic.
All right, I'm right on it. Can you hear me now? How about now? Let's see what else we got. We got Tiffany with a big rubber. It's probably mine. Jesus on a banana because, you know, he appears everywhere. Why not a banana? I actually want to see that one. That one's going to be pretty funny. You're going to interrogate me.
Yeah, we were going to interrogate our guest in the studio. Well, and then we had a substitute guest, and then that guest couldn't show up. So guess what? You're going to get the interrogation.
It's the night of cancellation, baby.
I guess so. But that's all right. We're going to make it through.
Let's see what else.
It was unavoidable, and we understand.
So. Oh, yes. Oh, no problems.
Your wife, I don't know about that.
Well, yeah.
That was not unavoidable. She just wanted to stay home and watch Titanic, the movie again, 8,000 times.
No, you know what was on? What? I'll tell you exactly what was on.
What?
The Mummy.
Ah.
And who's in The Mummy?
Brad Pitt.
No, Brandon Fraser. I'm gay Fraser. He was on there. And so, she loves Brandon
Fraser.
She's like
a little kid that, you know, watches Harry Potter over and over again.
Oh, God, yes. And that's why we don't own the movie. We wouldn't watch nothing else. All right, we'll be right back. We're up all night with Mac and Travis.
Hi, this is Steve Porter here from the English blues rock band Nice as Pie, reminding you to join me every Friday night at 11 p.m. through till midnight here on KCOR for the Steve Porter Show, and also 12 noon Sundays is repeated, so join me then for some great blues, some great rock, and a few good laughs as well. And bring some booze, will you?
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach,
the Internet's talk superstation.
most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/RoachRadio.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller, and you're listening to the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis, two bigger losers than me.
All right, back here up all night with Mac and Travis. And Travis is in search of... He stepped out because he didn't have any matches.
I don't have my lighter on me. For some reason, I didn't remember my lighter. Imagine
you
that.
You got here like 3 hours early, and you still aren't prepared. Amazing.
And I sat in here how long? Waiting now, and just...
And what were you looking at?
I was researching for next week.
Porn.
Oh, yeah, it was a little porn.
All right.
I was a little
week.
Excited.
All right, well, let's get to the business. By the way, we got somebody new in the chat box.
Yes.
What's Hard Tartar 360? Hello.
Hard Tart 360.
Hard Tart. Tartar.
I see.
Okay. Let's see. Let me get to the business so we can get actually do the show. Looking forward to that. Let me do this.
Maybe you should check and make sure we're still on the air.
No, I can't hear. I need it turned up. There we go.
Back how
here.
Old are you now? What was your birth year?
I can't hear. I can't hear. All right. Getting old. I have to have it cranked up really loud. Let's get to the news or business. So I get over the business and we get to the show.
All right.
Head up to the website, macandtravis.com, M-A-C and Travis.com, macandtravis.com. That's the website. By the way, we are live, in case you're forgetting. This is Saturday night. In case you don't know, we are live from beautiful Prairie Village, Kansas.
Yes.
But the website, macandtravis.com, there you're going to find the show notes that we'll be discussing and talking about throughout the next 2 hours. You have the featured artist. You have the babe of the week. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Those are big. Those are really big.
Those are nice.
And also the chat box and the webcam is on. And you can take a look at Travis, heat wave of Travis, to the webcam. The webcam is broadcasting, I believe.
Yeah.
He almost caught himself on fire. That would have been cool.
You know, usually
if I could have
we
saved
use
that
wood matches, but these are paper matches.
These ones you get. Oh, there's the box ones, too.
No, that big box?
No, there's another box of boxed ones.
Oh, okay. I'll have to go look for those next.
There's two different boxes.
I seen these up there. I was like, oh, matches. Okay. I grabbed them, opened them. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
I kept running out of lighters. So I bought all kinds of matches for emergencies. And because it's 2012 and the world's coming to an end.
But well, you never know, you know. You got to be prepared.
That's right. Let's see. Also, well, that's about all the information you need. If you want to make a comment or a suggestion, it's macandtravis@gmail.com. And there you go. So the website is where you need to be. It's the central control point for everything that goes on tonight. And if you're not there, then you're going to miss out. And we got some great people in the chat box. Blues Cruiser. And we're hoping you're going to be gone here in a couple of weeks, hoping that he'll maybe fill in for you.
That'd be cool.
He can sit in the big chair.
The big chair.
Fill in your shoes. What size shoe do you have?
11s.
That's for those women out there that want to know.
You know what that means?
What?
I wear big socks.
There you go. Doesn't mean anything else.
No, because if that was the size of my penis, I wouldn't be here right now.
You'd be doing porn.
I'd be doing porn.
Cool. There's your wife. She's in there in the box. We have Trish Diva in there.
Trish is.
And, of course, Cool Breeze. I didn't see who else in there.
I don't know. There's like 10 people in there.
Well, you can go figure that out. So,
all right, here we go. You want me to give them to you?
Sure.
You want me to give them to you real quick here?
Well, I don't have dingers for everybody, but I can ding a couple people.
I see. We have an Onanos in there. We have AZ's in there. Blues Cruiser. Diva. Trish. Hard Tart 360.
AZ has entered the box.
I'm a little slow there.
Hold on. Let me move my headphones. Because unlike you, the loudness is loud.
All right.
Cool Breeze, you, me, my wife, congratulations. And you know what? When I called her and I said, hey, you know, your husband, this is exactly what I said to her. I said, hey, how you doing? I said, you know, your husband has a radio show that occasionally he would like you to listen to at least, you know, make an appearance.
Yes.
And she goes, I'm already on there. I was like, oh. She's like,
Very good.
Haven't been paying attention, have you?
Very good.
No.
That's nice. That's nice. She's with it tonight. Let's give her a round of applause for being with it. What do you think about that? Oh, come on. You can do a little bit bigger round of applause for that, can't you? There you go. All right, well, let's give the details. First of all, our guest, Jeremy from Driving Wheel, could not make it. He made it from Columbia, where he lives, which is a good, what's that, 2.5 hour drive?
At least 2.5.
And had a little vehicle trouble.
Vehicle trouble,
well, let's just say
let's go with that one.
And it was unavoidable, and we miss having him here, but we will get him rescheduled.
Oh, yes.
And he did, he was really kind because he wanted to play some music besides his own music.
Right.
We're going to have the world premiere of a brand new song by Driving Wheel here shortly. But also, he had some other cuts that he wanted to play. You know, I think he's a journalism grad. You okay?
It's just paper matches, man.
If you're not watching the webcam, it's a blast because you'll laugh your ass off. Webcam at MacandTravis.com. Anyway, he was a journalism deal, so he likes radio. So he brought us some other tunes. So we're going to have lots of great blues music, stuff that I don't know that you've heard before. I haven't heard them.
I don't think I've heard any of those. I mean, you read them off to me and told me what they were. Except for, with the exception of one, which I know you've probably heard of.
I had never heard of that particular song.
Really?
No.
Wow.
So
I find that very hard to believe.
I do, too. And I didn't listen to it long enough to see if it was a Fleetwood Mac, but I didn't know if it was in the Peter Green era or what it was. But we'll check all that out throughout the show. So
sweet.
There you go. And so we're a little discombobulated without our guest. And we were going to do the interrogation.
Right.
You know, we interrogate the guests with 20 questions to find out all the personal details of them.
Right.
And he's not here, so we're going to do it to you.
Sweet.
I know we've done it to you a number of times
over the years.
Yeah.
Over the years, we've just laid the pipe to you a thousand times.
But we're going to do it again. So.
All right.
I see. As soon as I said you need to check the webcam because he's catching himself on fire, we got 3 more viewers popped right in. So that's awesome.
I'm on fire.
All right. So anyway, there we are. Now we're started. And what's been going on? You said you had, was that new person in the chat box a friend of yours?
Or? Yes, they're supposed to be.
Now I'm waiting to hear.
I don't know if that's who they are, but I'm.
You do have new friends listening.
We do have new friends listening. I'm supposed to have a couple new, actually 3 new friends listening.
Well, invite them in the chat box. Who are they?
I don't know what their names are going under, and I'm not going to say their names out. But
now, these aren't people that you met at the Alternative Lifestyle Club.
One group of people is, and the other is maybe some guys from work. So we'll see how well that goes.
Wow,
we'll see how Monday is going to come up, and they're going to be like, what have you been doing?
Well, I guess I shouldn't have said that then, right?
Oh, I don't care. It's funny. You know how the Army, you know how we've always talked, the Army, as soon as you put on the uniform, you go gay? I think it's at work, too.
Wow.
It's been really weird at work lately. I mean, like, really weird, because it's more like, what's going on? You know, guys, I guess it must be the bibs or something. They put on the bibs, you know. You know, keep
cold weather, does it make it sexy or something? Or what?
I can't fault these guys because I won't say I started it, but I'm kind of like, yo, yeah, you're looking pretty good, you know, type thing. You know, and he's really like, oh, yeah. And this is funny. I'm sitting there and we're in a plastic little tent, right? And we're trying to stay warm. And sitting there, and you can see people, you can see through the tent or outside the tent because, you know, it's kind of the clear plastic, but it's not that clear, so stuff is a little blurry. So, I mean, you can see a blob of a figure, you don't know who it is, really.
Yeah.
I'm standing there and I'm leaning on this rail and I'm thinking about how I'm going to do what I'm doing there. And a guy comes up behind me and just grabs my hips through the plastic, and I was like, whoa, hey, what's going on? And they were like, oh, yeah, that's what you like it, ain't it? I'm like, yeah. You know what I like, big guy.
Wow.
It's just, I don't know what's going on. No, I'm not gay.
I'm gay.
I'm very secure in my manhood.
Yeah, I just got laid first a couple times. It was Ryan.
But you guys are these big, burly construction guys. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm reading, my wife sent me a private message. They're updating their Java and can't hear the show. Is that what is needed?
Now you just go to one of the affiliates and click on a player.
Okay, I'll tell it. There you go. Tell them to go to one of the affiliates and click on a player.
It's pretty simple. Listen here, and you follow the directions.
Listen here and follow the directions. Not to us. Listen.
That's right.
There's
a little button there, and there's all kinds of little pictures of players. You know, the Winamp media player. You click on one of those that you happen to have, your player of choice. And by the way, I would suggest Winamp. That's my choice.
Oh, can I see? Hold on. I don't know. Can I see that? Hold on. I got to look at something. Yes, this right here.
Yeah, that's the bobblehead.
Yes, that's AZ is right. That is a Mark Martin bobblehead.
That's right. It's a Pfizer.
It's a Pfizer. Here, let me set it down here. See if it's any better. No, you can't. That just makes it brighter and wider. You can't really see.
We'll try to move the camera. We got to move the camera around anyway. So
there we go.
Yes, that's he fills in whenever you're not here.
Yeah, he's about as intelligent as I am.
So.
But you didn't. I know this is sports, and you don't really probably want to talk about sports right now.
Well, it's kind of early, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, when did have I been out of it that long?
You came in here, and I would tell you something, and you go, "Well, when did that happen?" It's like Monday. It's 7 days ago.
It's like a month ago. Really?
They had the BCS championship yesterday. Did you know that?
I knew that. I kept up on that. Because the Horns lost and Bama won. I do know that.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what the final score was, but I know Bama beat them, and that's who I picked to win.
Yeah. That's because Colt McCoy was injured right away.
Right. I heard that, too.
We'll get into the sports.
All right.
You're just – I don't know where you've been at or your brain or what you've been doing, but, you know, turn on a radio occasionally.
I do. I listen to Art Bell.
Well, that's why you say 2012 is going – we're going to die, which is all right. At least I don't have to go to work.
That's right. I told my wife, I said, you know, that Christmas, we're going to wait to buy Christmas until like the 24th. So we're not going to buy no Christmas until the 24th. And she goes, that's not right. What's not right about it? I mean, if the world's going to end, you might as well save what little cash you got. Not like it's going to do you any good, but.
I just think we need to be on the air that night. Whatever. Is it a specific day that they know the world's coming to an end?
The
22nd of December?
22nd of December.
2012.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to figure that up and see if it's on a Saturday.
Might have to do
a special show. End of world show.
There you go.
That'd be awesome.
How cool would that be? Yeah. And the aliens are coming down. I think they're going to probe my anus. They're probably from your anus.
There you go. They're not going to probe my anus, that's for sure.
They might probe your anus.
No.
You might like it.
No, I don't swing that way.
You think they'll ever send a probe to your anus?
No. We've got a lot to get to in the show tonight. Just a ton of stuff and some great, great music. Of course, Driving Wheel, we're going to play a couple of cuts from them. Their brand new song. What's going on in the chat box?
excuse me. They're talking about me. I've been playing Farmland a lot. I have been a farmer.
Have I got time for this?
I've been farming it up pretty good.
Well, coming back from the break, I have something special for you with Farmville.
Okay.
So you got to be here and listen. Don't go running off looking for something stupid or go take a dump and smell up my bathroom.
Well, speaking of bathroom, how much time do we have?
About a minute.
I could tell that this is a man's house. You know why?
Why?
Because every time I go in the bathroom, the toilet paper is stacked up different.
I love playing with toilet paper.
One time I went in there, it was the freaking pyramid. This time, it's the Leaning Tower of Toilet Paper. I swear to God, it's like six rolls stacked up like this, and then one right here at the very back end, so it keeps it level.
I think there's more than that, isn't there?
There might be more than that. I don't know. But it's kind of funny.
I think I have like 3-4 packs, so what's that? That's 12.
12?
I probably have one, so that's probably 11. 11 high. I love playing, because it's like playing with leaking logs as a little kid.
building stuff out of toilet paper.
Absolutely. And I don't like, women do it, it annoys me. They put it somewhere where you can't find it, and you're sitting there, you're taking a dump, and then they use up all the toilet paper. And
except for two sheets. You get the two sheets.
Yeah, you get the leftovers. So what I do is I put it right on the back of the tank.
Yeah.
But I put it creatively designed. Modern art toilet paper design. Sculpture.
I think we should start a website. Modern art toilet paper design.
If you got some ideas on how I can rearrange it. I need to make an actual box out of it. You know, like a little house. I don't know if it can hold up with two poles coming up and then have a roof on it.
Not, I don't.
Of toilet paper.
Oh, you might be able to.
I'm going to have to try
You'll have to try it. Because, I mean, if you stack them at the angle just right,
I would
and
think
have them lean them up against one another,
yeah,
that might be a two-man job.
It might be. I don't think I want to be in the bathroom with you. That's creepy.
Hey.
You've already said a lot of creepy things.
I know. TMI.
Is your friend listening now?
I don't know. I'll check while I'm out.
Right.
While we're
Get
out.
Their Java fixed.
We'll be right back for more Up All Night with Mac and Travis.
Hi there.
Hello, this is Les Llewellyn, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Mark Kirk, Road Rash Blues Show.
Hello, this is Terry Knoll, the Road Rash Blues Show.
Yes. Okay then, Eric.
Let's get ready to rumble.
KCOR, Kansas City Online Radio.
Access granted.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
Cockroach, man.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
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 Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach. The cockroach.
The Internet Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
I guess. Do I need to kick my leg and show off my panties at the same time?
Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
All right, back here, Up All Night with Mac and Travis. And, yeah, I've been hammered in the box, too, about my Farmville and your Farmville. You're a Farmville freak for Facebook,
am.
Farmville.
I am.
It's the silly game. This is for you guys, a dedication for you Farmville freaks.
Are you tired of games that are fun? Yes, me too. Fun sucks! Stand aside, action and excitement. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Farmville. From milking cows to putting chickens in coops, this game pushes the limits of the imagination. Backwards! Here's a taste of the action. Farmville! It's about damn time. It's just like being a real farmer, only without the benefits! Farmville! Play Farmville to get out of dealing with issues, spending time with your children, or farming! Farmville!
Where did the time go?
Farmville! Designed by Kronos himself to alleviate the burden of time! Farmville! Just listen to these testimonials from my mom. Hey mom, what do you think of Farmville?
What?
Farmville!
What do you want for your birthday, little girl?
Farmville cash!
Worth as much as real money, after it's
accidentally dropped into a volcano! Farmville!
What's that? You found a golden chicken? Post it on Facebook to
alienate your friend! Farmville!
Old McDonald had a
Farmville!
Hey, Toby, could you run up to the...
Farmville!
Somebody help me stop saying...
Farmville!
Try holding your breath.
Farmville!
So there you guys go, your Farmville.
That's good. Hey, Farmville's very fun. It's an exciting game.
I keep wanting to do it. Now, the Mafia, I'm not going to get involved.
Oh, come
with,
on. The Mafia is even funner.
That's ridiculous there. But the Farmville, I will try because it seems somewhat fun. Now, is do it, they have, like, illegal, can you grow cannabis and stuff like that?
Not that I know of.
Or poppies or anything like that
not
on your
that
Farmville?
I know. Okay. Not yet.
The adult Farmville or something.
There you go.
Illegal Farmville.
See, if you played Mafia Wars.
Nah, I'm not gonna
maybe
do
that.
I've heard you and McShane talking about freaking man.
See, AZ's in the Mafia Wars too, see?
I know.
Everybody,
and so is Ragtop
everybody's
and everybody,
doing it, but you. Yeah. I sent you tons of free shit, and you're still in level 8. I don't know how the fuck you done that.
I got like 90 different things people have sent me, and I guess you guys want stuff sent back. That's why you send it to me, right?
No, I send it to you to get you involved. I'm trying to help you.
Will it take out my porn time? Maybe. Yes, it will. Maybe. Because you can't do porn and play Mafia Wars at the same time.
That's a lie. Because this is what you do. You run down your energy, you bank your money, and then you got to wait for your energy to build back up, so you watch porn.
All right.
Huh? That's the way I do it.
Whatever. I'm sure that's an inside joke. All right. Welcome back to the show. We got a lot of stuff to get to. Yes, Jeremy could not be with us, but he did leave us some music that we're going to be playing.
Sweet.
Here in a minute. But first, we need to introduce our babe of the week. Again, the website is macandtravis.com. That's what? M-A-C?
M-A-C.
And Travis.com. Please introduce us to the babe of the week.
I know I'm going to totally hash up her fucking last name, but it's Natasha Kazizmet. Kazizmet? Kazazmet.
Kazam.
What?
Kazam.
That's not Kazam.
I don't know.
Kazamet.
Kazamet.
Something like that. And it says babe of the year, but she's not the babe
of the
year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked that up.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I did the website. I had more problems today with websites than you can imagine. stick at. But anyway, go ahead.
Let me give you some of her
stats
here.
Yeah.
Stats here.
What's her shoe size?
I can't find it, but
make it up.
I'm going to go with, I don't
12
know.
And a half.
12 and a half. Yeah. Her foot's bigger than mine. she is hot. That's not one of her hotter pictures, but there are some hot ones in there. Her measurements are 36, 24, 34. She's 5'4", and she's from the country that we love the best.
Which is?
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan, cool.
Because, you know, we had 2 listeners in Uzbekistan.
That's right.
And I have a feeling that she was one of them.
She could have been. And I wrote her, and she wrote back promptly within like an hour.
Wow.
All excited about being our babe of the week.
See?
I don't think she actually spoke much English or could read English. She didn't know what the fuck I was talking about.
But she has been with Ron Jeremy, the hedgehog. So that's all that really matters.
That's right. She's a model.
She's a model.
And she's done a movie that's going to be coming out something about the movie, Natasha, whatever. And it is kind of funny. If you go to her website, you can find some video. I'm not going to play it. But it seems like it's somewhat humorous.
Sweet.
She comes to America, and she's trying to find a job. And
it's kind of like
Borat. Ends up in porn. So.
She's the female version of Borat.
I think that's the whole gist of it, to tell you the truth.
See? See, she's single, and the only problem is she's straight. I mean,
it's not just, bi.
It's not a,
so she's not,
a cool.
She's not going to be at your alternative lifestyles club.
She might be. You never know.
Would your wife go for her?
I'm going to vote yes, because I would.
You would push her that way.
Let's see if we can't turn her.
Well, is that the technical words that you use there?
I have no clue.
At the alternative lifestyle club?
I have no clue what the technical
words. Let's turn her. Hey, honey, let's turn her. Must be some of that technical lingo.
Hey, for everybody watching.
You've been there one time and you already got the lingo down.
I already got the code down.
All right, well, let me bring it up here. Let's get the artist of the week.
Alrighty.
Our friends at Driving Wheel.
Yes.
I'm over in Columbia, and let's see, let me find our new song. And we got some other great music we're going to be playing tonight, too.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
Puppet Strings.
I guess it's under a P, right?
Probably. I'm guessing. That or D for Driving Wheel.
All right.
This is Puppet Strings from Driving Wheel.
Death of me, that you can count on me.
That's the first time anybody's ever heard that song. Well, besides them. Well, I'm going to say besides them, but they may have played someplace else. Yeah, that's the first time we've ever heard it.
That's right.
I think it sounds real good. I like it.
It has a different effect to it, and it's kind of cool. So.
I like the reverb.
Yeah. Kind of makes it oldie sound. All right. We got a lot more to get to. We got some more music. We might get to another Driving Wheel tune, but we also have Jeremy sent us some stuff. Some rare stuff, I guess, Fleetwood Mac and some other groups that will be...
It's got to be rare if you haven't heard
it. If I haven't heard about it, because I know everything about Fleetwood Mac, that's for sure. All right, so anyway, do we want to do what we learned this week or what? Do
sure.
we learn anything this week?
It's time once again for what we learned this week on the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Travis.
I did learn this week that the McShane Rock Show have won
yes.
our radio show bets
yes.
for the football pool of this year.
Bastards.
So,
and they didn't win by, like, a little bit. They won by a lot.
A lot. So.
KC finished first. And then I hate
so he actually gets a trophy, too.
Yeah. Right. I hate to say this, but my wife finished second.
Wow.
And then I think AZ finished third, and then I finished fourth.
Let's give the top three, because you don't count.
Well,
fourth. You were beat by your wife.
I was beat by my wife.
She picked teams like, I don't know, the Cowboys, because Tony Romo's cute.
Right. And he's got a nice butt. I think I'll pick him.
Give him a round of applause. So, McShane, we bow before you.
We're not
humility.
Worthy.
We're not worthy. We suck. You're the greatest. And let us know your favorite beverage, and we will get it for you.
Yes.
And probably in another 5 years, Casey will get his trophy. Because it's a year anniversary from Ragtop not getting his trophy.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's give a round of applause for the year.
I've procrastinated. There it is. Procrastinated rather well.
Yeah, a whole year.
I'm sorry.
Well, now you can just get. Now you can just not get both of them for another year. My God. All right, so there you go.
They did a good job though. We did get. Me and AZ. I know we kicked the crap out of McShane and you. So I don't feel as
the old
bad.
Geezers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the young stud KC, you couldn't do anything about.
No,
and your wife, what the hell?
I don't know what happened.
How did
there.
That happen? Explain to me.
I'll tell you exactly how it happened.
That you were goggling at the Alternative Lifestyle Club and not paying attention, and she was busy.
I don't know. I think it was more the fact that, you know, I was helping her. I guess I'm gonna go with that.
Okay.
I know she'll.
It's
say
not
it.
That maybe she was talking to a Kansas City chief.
She
at the Alternative Lifestyle Club,
maybe she
getting
was.
Advice.
Maybe she was, and I didn't know about it. She's got an inside. She's got an inside thing.
Track,
hey.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey.
All right, so there you go. Eesh.
I don't know what happened there.
Oh well, maybe there's always next year, right?
Yeah, as in any true Chiefs fan, there's always next year.
There's always next year. All right. What else did you learn this week?
I learned that when you're outside and it's cold as fuck already and the wind starts blowing, it's even colder.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, it's been...
Stupid cold.
I seen on your thing, I don't know, a couple days back, where's global warming? Exactly. Where the hell is global warming at? Yeah.
And all this stuff, and I understand, I'm a science guy, so I believe in science and all that crap, but... Man, I don't understand. And here's another point that pisses me off besides that whole business. Wyoming goofy gal. I don't know if she's listening tonight or not.
Right.
She's probably not listening because she's out sun tanning in the beautiful weather of Wyoming. 45 freaking degrees today in the next whole week for the next month. 45 degrees.
What the hell?
Her midnight low temperature doesn't even come close to our high.
Yeah,
it's
bad.
Like, I need to see what the actual temperature right now is.
It's got to be at least, I'm going to go a 4.
No, it was
maybe?
1 earlier. So
nice.
It's -1 here in beautiful Prairie Village.
Woo!
At the Cockroach. Let's see what the present temperature is at the Cockroach in New York. It is 18 degrees. And let me see what the temperature. I don't even want to talk to you, AZ Racer. Don't even bring it up. Is he in the box talking?
Yeah, he's in
It's 68 degrees here. Yeah, it's 27 in Cheyenne, Wyoming, where Wyoming Goofy Gal is. Tomorrow, what, 48 degrees? They're going to be 51 on Monday.
Jesus.
What?
You know what?
What
I
is
never,
wrong
I,
with
I
this
I never
world?
Thought I would ever say this, but man, I really do miss Hawaii. Because there's been guys at work, they're like, yeah, you know, they got work in Hawaii. And I'm like, which island? Which island in Hawaii do they got work on? Because I'd like to go get warm again.
Who cares what island it is there? So anyway, that makes me mad. In the whole... I understand science and all that, but man, you got to prove something to me because it's freaking just ridiculous here in Kansas City.
AZ said it's a chilly 51 tonight.
Aw. Let's give him a round of applause, okay?
Okay.
Let's give him a light round of applause. There you, that's all you're going to get. God damn it. Yeah, Wyoming Goofy Gal just sent me a message. We were minus 13 degrees a few weeks ago.
Oh, does that mean that warm weather's coming our way? Is that what that means?
I guess. Yeah.
I just think the high of, like, next week supposed to be 30-something, and they're talking about a heat wave.
Yeah. And it's bad over in England, in Germany, and all over the place, you know,
it's
all cold. Across America.
Yeah,
and,
it's cold. I mean, Florida is getting those freeze warnings. We might not have any oranges.
Oh, well, no. What are we going to do? Bing Crosby, what's he going to do? Fresh freeze gorgeous.
Nice.
The other person I don't want to hear from in the box is Tommy Brewster down there in New Zealand. What, it's 85 down there.
Probably.
She's on the beach. That's why she's not in the box. These people live in warm weather climates make me mad. How come I'm not there?
Never saw fit to move that far south.
Move to Kansas City. What does Kansas City have, really? Not, it's
barbecue.
It's barbecue. Because it's ugly country. You got to admit, it's pretty ugly for the most part.
Pretty most part, yeah. Yeah, it's not very beautiful. Right
not
here.
Very beautiful. It's hot in the summertime.
Hot in the summertime.
You get blown by a tornado. Get
cold
a blowjob from a tornado.
Yeah. Not the kind you want to get. Not the kind of blown you want to get.
No.
See, it's cold in the wintertime. It's hardly ever any spring or hardly any fall. It all just goes.
Yeah. The Chiefs lose. The Royals lose. I don't know why I live here.
Well, it's time for a move. Huh. Welcome to the Mac and Travis Show from lovely Cancun.
Woo!
Hey, we'll be right back for Up All Night with Mac and Travis.
Get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
are, they would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
You smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We've got to get the word out.
Word out. Hey, maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and make
some profit.
So, we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold look.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the famous Radio Ranch, the Cockroach.
Say too many bad words. We have a damn right to say whatever the we want.
Minor detail.
And we're gonna say it.
Saturdays at noon.
You're a fucking piece of shit if you are that easily offended.
Listener discretion is advised.
I can't do this.
No, just keep going, please.
No.
It's going good.
You're an asshole. Hello, blues lovers. This is a list of just a few of the blues artists I've interviewed right here on KCOR.
Debbie Davies,
Tommy Castro,
Lil Dave Compton,
Marquis Mark.
Mac Arnold.
Sandy Mac.
Larry McCrae.
Clutchess McCormick.
Lori Morvan.
Sean Chambers.
Kinsley Ellis.
Jill Luth Walker.
Mike Zito.
Jimmy Dawkins.
Jill Cooper.
Anna Popovich.
Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA Time, A1Blues.com. Check it out.
Steve Geiger.
Joanne Shotyla.
Candy Kane.
Mick Moss. Jody Curtis.
KCOR. Kansas City Online Radio.
I hate both these idiots. One of them is a sleazebag, and one of them's a douchebag.
It's the Up All Night Radio Show with Mac and Trent.
And he's trying to set himself on fire here.
I got some of the sulfur underneath my fingernail, and it lit. I don't know how the hell I did it, but it got right underneath my nail and lit.
Yeesh. All right. Well, here we are. And now here's the deal. We were going to have Jeremy do the
interrogation. Right.
And then we were going to have your wife do the interrogation.
Right.
Because I want to do this to anybody that comes in studio. I guess, excuse me. I guess we need to do it to Blues Cruiser and McShane next time they come.
Right,
all the regulars, because they haven't had it done to them. But we're going to try to start doing interrogations of our guests. Probably
Sweet.
Won't get any more guests now, but we're going to try it.
Nobody wants to come in.
And actually, we're going to try to do the same exact questions.
Nice, nice.
So, of course, we'll probably have to switch for women.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Have a women's version, a men's version?
That's right. That's right.
You know what we should do is keep a notebook of this.
Well,
I would say that, but you know what happens?
You lose the notebook.
I lose the notebook.
Yeah.
I'll have to start leaving it here.
There's no reason not to, I guess.
Now I can.
Unless you got to do research. All right. Let's see. So the first thing, for any good torture.
Right.
Now, you know, as I mentioned on my on our bios, I was once recruited by the CIA.
Right.
That's a
right.
true fact.
Right.
So I know a little bit about torture. Just because I was recruited by them.
You know, right? just being there was pure torture.
Yeah, just talking to a CIA agent. But anyway, the first thing you got to do is you got to weaken the person. And you do this by sound effect, okay?
Right.
And if you remember back when they down in Panama and they had, was it Manuel Noriega?
Noriega, yeah.
Yeah, and they had to get him out, so they played loud rock music and irritating stuff, and that's one of the effects that you. So I got to do that to you.
Oh, okay.
I got to loosen you up and break
up.
You. That's right. So let's start out with a little annoying sounds.
Oh,
that's annoying.
God.
That's annoying. Is that annoying?
Yes.
Is that annoying?
Wow.
Good, good, good. Let's have another annoying sound weaken you up. Yeah, is that annoying? Annoying sound.
What is that? Is that the sounds from hell?
That sounds from hell.
Oh, yes.
That is. Are you weakening?
Yeah.
Now, this should break you. This should give you to the breaking point where we can actually ask you these questions, okay?
All right.
I believe you're weak now. You're weak and you can answer these questions. All right, question number one. You got to answer pretty quickly.
Okay.
And maybe the new listeners will find this interesting because we've done this before for you, but whatever. I had all this material and it's like, what am I going to do when the guest doesn't show up? So it's not his fault either. Question number one, where are you born?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. Kansas or Missouri?
Kansas.
All right. Boober Butt Man, we know that.
But.
Have you ever been to an alternative lifestyle club?
Yes.
Ultimate Woman. That wasn't a question. I just threw that in there.
Nice.
Ultimate Woman.
Just to see if I was true.
That's right. Ultimate Woman.
Ultimate Woman? Yeah, of all time?
Yes.
Kathy Ireland.
All right.
You should have known that one.
We've done these.
For the listeners.
That's right. For the lewd listeners. All right. Let's see. Was this a movie of your life? Who would play you?
Who would play me? Probably Jim Carrey.
All right.
He's pretty funny.
So you're saying your life is funny?
I'm saying I'm a pretty funny dude.
All right. Cool.
I think so anyway. All right.
You get two partners in a threesome. Name your two partners.
Any two partners?
Yep.
Excluding my wife?
If that's what you choose.
Okay. For safety's sake, I'm going to say my wife, and without any diseases and no chance of diseases, Carmen Electra.
All right. Why, she have disease?
I don't know, just a case.
Do you ask that at the alternative lifestyle club?
I don't know. I've never asked that before.
No, not yet, anyway. All right, next question is UFO, ghosts, Bigfoot, or other unexplained phenomena?
That I've seen?
Yes.
I haven't seen none of them. I've heard. I've heard ghost. Like
footsteps
and stuff like that. That's the only one I know.
I asked that to one guy, and he said that he heard a ghost masturbating. Sound like I can't do it. Whatever. I was trying to make that good sound, but it doesn't work. There you go.
I'm sure that looked really nice on the camera there.
Let's see. What's the next question? See, this was for Jeremy. So, Jeremy, this is what you missed out on. Best 5 minutes of your life, you're going to say when you got married or right. When the birth of your kids.
Right.
I figured that. But pick one that's not that.
Pick one that's not best 5 minutes? Well, that was only about a minute.
Your first time?
Yeah. Coming home. Whenever I get to come home.
All right. From deployments.
Yeah.
Okay. What group? Is it what's in your iPod? What music?
Oh, everything Fleetwood Mac,
P. Diddy.
No, I don't like P. Diddy. Maybe a little Snoop.
50 Cent.
Maybe a little bit of 50 Cent. Not very much.
Get out of here.
A lot of old country, like old country stuff, like George Strait, George Jones, Ernest Tubbs. B.B. King.
Sometimes it's hard to be
a woman.
That again.
Giving all your love.
You mean like
just
that?
One man. Yeah, I like that. And heck, some of the artists of the weeks that we've had here.
David Gerald, maybe.
David. I love this song.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Amos Moses was a Cajun.
You do get off on that song, don't you?
I do. I love that song, dude.
All right, get out of here.
That's my wife. I'll turn that song up all the time.
Get away. Get out of here. Stuff. All right, so there you go with your artist. Who's the oldest? What's the oldest age woman that you would have sex with?
I'd have to go 52.
52. 52? How come 52. You were so defined at 52, not like 55 or 50?
Well, I mean, 52.
52 in 6 months.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm going to go with.
That's what you picked. Okay.
50s. Right. 50s would be the
early
oldest.
50s.
Early 50s.
All right. Youngest?
19.
18 year old?
18. Well, 18, yeah. We'll go 18 from the very start. 18. All right. 17 and 6 months.
In the state of Kansas.
In the state of Kansas.
Yeah, that's right. So you go,
unless you're in Arkansas, then it's 12.
And you go the gamut. And if you go to Thailand, it's 4.
Yeah.
favorite. This one was set up for Jeremy. Favorite angelic female singer?
Favorite angelic female singer? Well, Stevie Nicks.
Thank you very much. See, I was going to get him on that. Okay. Next question. Should ABBA be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
All right. Favorite color?
Black.
Yeah, that's creepy. favorite type, color of woman's underwear?
Sorry, Winnie, relax.
That one's hard. Black is cool. I like red. I like white. I like none.
I don't think I asked that.
None?
None, okay. None. Wow. Weirdest place you've done it in?
The butt. No.
Right.
Do you remember that dating game?
Uh-uh.
You don't remember that? That was her answer. Yeah. Weirdest place you've done it. What's the weirdest place you've made whoopee? She goes, the butt. Weirdest place we've done it in? On the balcony.
Okay. At the alternative lifestyle?
No. Of the apartments.
Okay. All right. First auto?
First auto was a 1967 Malibu, I think.
All right.
Or something like that.
Favorite adult beverage?
Ooh, that one's hard. I'm going to go with a Hefeweizen.
All right. Favorite, should pot be legalized?
Yes.
How much to do Hillary Clinton?
How much to do her?
Yeah. You already said that you had dreams of her, fantasies.
I would,
so you got to say nothing. No.
I would, $100.
You're just greedy. You just want some money. You'd do her no matter what.
Yeah, probably.
Right. Favorite porn actress?
Well, recently, hold on, let me turn and find her name. You'll be seeing more of her next week.
This is the research he was doing for the show.
Nicole Graves. It's the only one I know besides, what's that one real popular one? Jenna Jameson. She's also hot.
Right. She does buy now.
That's fine with me. I'm
dream job.
My dream job?
Yeah.
This or fishing?
Professional fisherman.
Professional fisherman.
All right, so there you go. Where's the big finale, big fanfare? There you go.
The box was answering some of these. Oh, Christy Canyon, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
AZ answered one of the ones, the Hillary one. I'm assuming it's the Hillary one. No amount of the money in the world. See? And, hey, my wife agrees. Jenna,
that's who she is.
Jenna Jameson. Right,
so.
See?
There's the... Anything else going on in the box?
Amber Lynn was also hot.
What we haven't done in a long time?
What's that?
Is the box questions.
The box questions?
Where the people in the box ask the questions of us.
Oh, yes. We haven't done that. Want to do that next week?
Oh, well, we might do it here tonight.
Alrighty.
Because our thing got blown up. So if you got a question for either Mac and Travis, either one of us, put in the box, and maybe after the next break, we'll go through and read them. Can you save them or something like that?
Yeah, I'll write them down real quick.
All right. So,
as long as I don't get bombarded that one time when I got bombarded by names.
We will answer any and all questions. I don't care what it is. We will answer it. Just write it in the box, macatravis.com. If you have a question for one of us, tell us who you want to answer. Because if you just write, hey, have you done pot? That I'm going to make you answer it. I'm not going to answer it. But anyway, so that's kind of fun. I always enjoy doing that. So we haven't done that forever. So if you got a question for us, feel free to do that. Why? I know one question. How come the phones don't fucking work?
Weird places that Mac has had sex.
The weirdest place. Well, write that down.
All right.
We got to do this all at once.
You got to think about it.
No. Write it down, and we will get to it after the break.
So what you're saying is you've already know the answer.
I'm trying to think.
Ah. See, I had to think about that one, too.
I just want to do these all at once instead of just one at a time. Okay. It'll take us forever. It'll interrupt us. So you just write them down. Write them in the chat box or IM us privately at MacAndTravis2. That's Yahoo Messenger. Because we are like number two.
Poop.
Got a couple of updates while we're waiting here, as you guys, if anybody does care or have any questions. First, update on the girl having a baby. Yes. SVG, who might be listening tonight. Everything's going good with her pregnancy. She's got 2 months to go, so we wish the best for SVG.
Having my baby.
She's having your baby.
Not my baby. That's for Manic Mechanic. Having Manic Mechanic's baby. So she's doing great. So I had a few questions about that. Let me look through here. Also, there's a Tommy Brewster mentioned they're trying to sell a drum set. And you can find it at the Casey Online Radio Facebook group. So if you are interested in this, go to the Kansas City Online Radio Facebook group. That's how you're going to find it and look for one of the listings there. And it's a drum set, and I think she owns it now. It's out in Chicago. It's fantastic. And
is that the one that has like a bunch of them on there?
Yep.
That looks cool as hell.
And I believe what she said was it was the drum set for the drummer of Dire Straits.
Wow.
So, if you know who Dire Straits is, everybody knows who they are. Great band. So, I think he was the drummer for Dire Straits, and he's...
They're the ones that sang the...
Sultan's Swing.
I Want My MTV.
Yep.
Nice.
That's it.
You know, that was one of the first rock songs I ever remember hearing.
The first videos, too.
Yeah.
Videos on MTV, back when they played videos.
Yeah.
and not a bunch of rap shit. But anyway, she's friends with the drummer of Dire Straits and Mark Knopfler. I love Mark Knopfler's. Talk about a great guitarist right there. But you can go and check that out if you're interested in buying it. And they prefer somebody, you know, in the Midwest, Chicago area, because that way the transportation. But if I had the money, I think I'd want it. It's awesome.
It's a clear set.
Yes.
It's clear. That's cool. Yeah. I just wonder why I can kind of see through it.
Back in the time when I was drumming up, I had a sparkly blue, though.
Oh.
Yes.
I suppose you didn't go with red.
No, I don't know. Let's see. How come it's... Oh, I was going to ask... do I have time for this? I don't have a lot. I don't have time for this. Oh, well.
Oh, we are going to also try Big Travis's... Travis's Big Beer.
Yes, yes. That'll be coming up here pretty soon.
And it's all ready.
We got the show notes coming up and some music. And in fact, we're going to have a tune right when we get back. One of them that Jeremy had sent us that he wanted to play tonight. So I think you're going to like it.
Cool.
Well, I'll probably have to play the Fleetwood Mac first.
Well, you know, in
gotta
order of precedence.
That's right. And keep those questions coming.
Yeah, I'm having.
And are they any good?
Yes.
Are there any questions coming in?
Yeah,
does anybody
care
with you?
Oh yeah, I'm on the third question now.
Only three. Oh, man, I thought there'd be
more. Oh, no, there's more. It takes me a couple minutes.
All right. So we have those questions coming in. We're going to answer any and all questions. I don't care what it is. We will give you an answer, no matter how scary the question was. So there you go. Got so much to get to yet. And so we will do it.
Right after this, we'll be right back with more Up All Night with Mac and Travis.
Yeehaw.
This is Mark Kerr. If you're ready for the blues rock experience, then I invite you to join me each and every Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Mark Kerr's Blues Nation, right here at the home of blues rock and cool talk, KCOR.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
My mind! Where is it? It's gone!
This is The Cockroach.
The Internet's talk superstation.
Most talk radio is bullshit.
It's all over the Internet.
I mean, really, aren't you people tired of listening to political crap yet?
This is madness.
We like to dress up as stuffed animals and have sex with each other.
What the deuce is going on?
The Internet's talk superstation.
The Cockroach.
MySpace.com/RoachRadio.
You know, Mac, if you can't stop staring at my tits, I'm going to quit. It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night radio show.
An area bassist is belated. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redlin. Bass guitar player and part-time pizza delivery driver Paul Sims reportedly received oral sex last night. Sims says, as a member of a local band, he radiates a sexual energy that makes him irresistible to chicks.
Being in a band is awesome.
Sims' band will embark on a 5-day tour of southern Ohio next week, where Sims believes he has a good chance of receiving additional fellatio. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
See, Jeremy is the basis for Driving Wheels. See, that would have been funny. But it wasn't so funny because Jeremy wasn't here. But he's
dude,
the basis of band.
Man, bands. Chicks love dudes and bands.
I was going to ask him all those questions. I'll save them for when he does show up because these guys in the band, they are so lucky. But anyway. All right. Let's taste this beer real quick.
Oh, yes.
Then we're going to play a song.
I'm very interested to see if it carbonated itself. It's supposed to carbonate, so I'm going to open it right
again,
by the mic.
Give us a brief summary of what you did. This is what this whole thing is about. You made homemade beer.
Homemade beer. Oh!
I let out some air.
All right, here. All right, here's mine. Oh, that's awesome. I was hoping it carbonated. Let's try this.
Hey, that's not bad. It's not bad at all.
It tastes like a pale ale.
Yeah.
It's actually a pale ale that came with the Mr. Beer. Here you go, home brewing kit, Mr. Beer. I know you can't see that. It's probably too small. But it's awesome. It tastes
very
really
nice.
Good.
Very nice indeed.
You know what that kind of tastes like?
What?
VB. Victorian Bitter from Australia.
There you go.
That tastes really good.
Cool.
I wonder what the alcohol content is, though. I hope you don't mind.
I think it's pretty strong.
I'm going to keep drinking now.
We're going to play here. Fleetwood Mac.
All right, Fleetwood Mac. And the name of the song, which I'm surprised you haven't heard, is Station Man.
All right, get those questions in. You got just a couple of minutes, and then we're going to answer your
questions.
Like if you have any questions. I'm sure you don't care, but anyway.
All right, here's Fleetwood Mac.
Last album number called Station Man.
Sampling rate. See if they have a mismatching sampling rate, things screw up.
Ah.
So we will stop that then.
All right.
You want to try another one or you want to do the question?
Sure, I don't care.
Let's try, what's the everybody, what's that one? Everyone Wants Somebody to Love? Who's that by?
Phil Lesh and the Friends. It's Everybody Wants Someone to Love.
All right, let's try this one and see how this one works out. This actually came in a different format than I normally use, so who knows. Let's try this and give this a shot.
One, two,
All right, there you go. How about that?
I like it.
Something sent to us there by Jeremy. Cool. All right. And who was that?
That was...
I guess people in the chat box know more about it than I do.
Yeah, Phil Lesh and friends. Everybody wants someone to love.
Yes, that's true, don't they?
Yes,
at least everybody.
Yes, you do.
At least everybody wants somebody to have sex with. And some people are a hog and they want more than one. Those are the people that make me mad. All right. Should we add?
I'm so sorry. I'm greedy.
So, what we got?
Oh, my God.
What? You found your lighter.
It's right here on the damn table.
The whole time.
The whole time. Jesus Christ.
God.
Wow. That's
man.
Not good.
You've had too much beer to drink or something, man.
Ah, that beer is really good. I've only had, maybe a quarter of the bottle. Maybe I need to drink more often. I find things.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe it's a UFO or somebody dropped it by.
The aliens took it and then brought it back.
Extra-dimensional cigar smoker.
Well, hey, somebody else.
He didn't have a lighter, so he reached through the dimensions of time, took your lighter, lit his cigar, and put it back.
You know what it is?
What?
It's another Travis.
Another Travis
sitting in this chair in another dimension needed a lighter.
Could be. I bet they're funnier in another dimension.
Oh,
we're
God.
Certainly not very funny.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. We got some questions for us.
Yeah.
You got very many. People actually care.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. Well, give us a shoot away.
All right. Here we go. The first one is, this is for you.
Hmm.
Weirdest place Mac has had sex.
The one I could think of is a swimming pool.
Swimming pool?
Or on the side of a swimming pool.
Oh.
What do you call it, the concrete?
I know this one. I know that story.
Yeah, I've told the story before. But I'm trying to think of where else. And I've done it 3 times in a pool with 3 different people. Bathroom
talking
floor.
About being greedy.
I'm sorry, not the bathroom floor. Kitchen floor. For some reason, I'm into the floors. I don't know why. And let me see. Where else? I think that's... That's about it. What about you? Well, you already mentioned yours.
Right, right.
Yeah. I was going to do it once. I was offered it. This is really weird. This is nobody's going to be this weird. At a stockade tower.
Nice.
You know the towers
nice,
that overlook...
Nice. The guard towers?
Guard towers.
Nice, nice.
I had this woman that came on to me in a guard tower.
Was she a guard?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Oh, well, then you're good.
But,
if you get caught, tell them you had troubles with your gun and she was helping you unload it. See?
So anyway, but it didn't happen. I didn't want that particular opportunity. I turned it down. So.
Oh, we got another question.
Okay. We'll keep them coming.
All right. Here's another
one. You got to write that down so you don't lose it.
Yeah, I better write that one down. I'll just ask it now. It'd be easier.
All right.
What is your ultimate sexual fantasy?
Well, I know I've said that before.
Well, this is our new listeners.
Okay, new listeners. it is a certain angelic singer and a certain other person on the wing of a B-52 bomber having sex.
Who would the other person be?
I don't think anybody knows. No, she's not famous.
I know who it is, but it's okay.
And I only have one say. Go Big Green! So she must be a cheerleader. That's the ultimate fantasy.
Both of you guys? My wife asked both of you guys.
All right.
Baby, do I need to really go into mine? It's easy. You, me, and
Joel
my chick.
Just another chick. It doesn't have to be Jill Ireland. Or
No. Kathy Ireland? No, it don't
Kathy
have to be her.
Jill Ireland.
Jill Ireland's her sister. She does porn.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm going to go check it out after the show and see if I can find a Jill Ireland that does porn.
Notice we like threesomes. Very popular.
I don't know many guys that don't like threesomes.
The other person that would work out real well in my threesome would be Anna Glavin from The New Adventures of Robin Hood. And you can find a link on our website there down the bottom left-hand side. And Sexy Anna Glavin, you want to know who she is, that's it. So,
all right.
She's freaking smoking. She's she's number 3 on my all-time sexiest women list. Anna Glavin.
That's high.
Number 1, of course, is Stevie.
All right.
Number 2 is Christy, blah, 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 her last name. And then Anna Glavin.
Nice.
So there
nice.
You go.
Here's another question. I'll ask that one shouldn't go too far in the box. Which listener, former or now, in the box, do you want to have sex with?
Not AZ Racer.
Darn, AZ. He's disappointed.
Although it doesn't have advantages because I get to stay at a house with heat in a nice. I could go outside to enjoy the weather.
Nice.
Glad we have a break coming. We'll get back to your questions.
Oh yeah, we'll be right back for more Rebel Night with Mac and Travis.
Dominic Forbes every Sunday morning, 10 till midday, here on KC Online Radio.
Soft rock classics. Dominic Forbes.
Okay, you ready? The way it's said properly is...
The cockroach!
The cockroach.
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 The cockroach, man.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
Cockroach. Cockroach.
Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach. Cockroach.
I had nothing to say. Stop bothering me.
The cockroach.
The cockroach.
The Internet Talk Superstation.
Check us out online at myspace.com/roachradio.
You may not use rage-enhancing substances such as caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, crack cocaine, slippy flippies, jellies, stingers, trick sticks, bing-bangs, or flying willies.
It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
I see, I guess your friends are in the box now.
My friends are in the box.
Say hello to your friends.
Hi, friends.
There you go.
And they see me wave.
All right.
All right, you want to do more questions?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, to answer the last question fully, you got to answer it too.
Which
female you would do in the box?
No.
I'd do a big foursome or fivesome. I don't know how many's in there.
Fivesomes. What are the twelvesomes?
Do them all together. A big gangbang.
There you go.
That's what I want, baby.
Welcome to the Casey Orr gangbang.
You know how many of those in the chat box that are about to throw up now? The women are going, bleh.
I'll have to find it, but somewhere I have a porno, and I'll have to figure out what the fucking name of it is, because it was recorded off a TV somewhere by someone, and I don't know who recorded it, but it was an old 1960, 70s
stag
porno.
Movies.
But it was a competition. Competition to, you know, of blowjobs. Okay, like all the chicks, and you have dudes, and all the dudes and all the chicks, all of them were ugly, and it was a blowjob. Okay, who can get the guy off first?
Oh, okay.
Go! And then, you know, they got a gold medal for it, and then...
Oh, wow.
It's the riding contest. Jockeys, mount, get prepared, or what was it? Horses, prepare to get mounted. And it was the dudes laying on their back, and then the chicks would hop on top and mount them. And
wow.
It's an old one.
It's an old one, I guess.
But my wife.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, see, that'd be cheating on me because, see, she'd be in the gangbang, so I'm sorry to apologize. Forgot she's in the box. We've lost a lot of the female listeners so far.
They're
apologize.
All gone. blindfolded. There you go.
Blindfold
well,
them.
That wouldn't
right.
be good because
they don't want to see me.
You never know what might happen when you're blindfolded.
I am so sorry.
See, this one's.
By the way, tell your friends there they can ask any question of us. This is our segment we haven't done in a year. Right. Ask Mac and Travis any question.
Any question.
Or advice. I'll give you advice.
Oh, hey. For advice,
yeah.
Hey.
You need marital advice. I'm the mother to come to.
you want the next question?
Sure.
This one's for me.
All right, cool.
And I'm sure you can answer it too.
All right.
AZ asked me if I attack fellow Americans if ordered to do so.
That's not a legal order.
That's not a legal order because it goes against the Constitution. So the answer is no.
And that's what you would. That's at least what when I went in.
Unless that's the only way I would do it is unless they shot at me first.
Yeah.
If they shot at me, then they're trying to take my life. So I'm going to take theirs.
When I was in, see, now we're getting serious. But when I was in, I was part of the riot team.
Right.
And so we were trained, and we were training as one of the things is to respond to people that were attacking, you know, a nuclear plant or something like that,
you know,
or a nuclear. So how do you handle the crowds? And if you were given an order to turn out and start shooting, that's an unlawful order, and you can violate it.
Right.
And so you were very clear on understanding what the rules of engagement are.
Right.
So I would say 99% of the soldiers are told there are orders you don't have to follow.
Right.
It's very clear that you
That would be one that I wouldn't. Unless, like I said, they shot at me first. And if they shot at me first, then...
Yeah. Now...
they're gone.
As an example, I was also... Being part of the riot squad, you were also on the firing squad. Now, of course, obviously, we don't do firing squads anymore, but you still have to have
one.
We
should.
Yeah. Well, you still had to have one. And as far as I know, they still have to have them. And you have to train to line up and shoot somebody in a firing squad. And you cannot line up and shoot somebody in a firing squad by somebody just saying, kill him. You have to have an order signed by a general stating to do so. So, I mean, it's a whole big melagerie of bullshit. Anyway, all right, go on.
Back to
Uranus jokes.
Back to Uranus. Do you like cold showers?
Now, is that people pissing on you?
Yes.
No, I don't like that.
Okay, I don't like them, but would you give someone a golden shower? If you had a chick come up and you say, I want you to piss on me, would you do it? I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd be like, hold on, let me drink a couple more beers.
I could think of a couple of people, but that's it. No, not in general. I would not.
I would. I would just be like, all right, sweet, game on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not saying in return, no, but you can,
I'm not really into the urination or the poop thing or anything like that.
I'm more than willing to piss on somebody.
Not interested in feet. No. Well, there you are. You'll do it. I won't. Is something you want to tell us?
I'm just saying I'll piss on anybody. You piss on me? If I got enough in me and my bladder's ready to go, sure, why not?
Give me some more give me some more beer. All right.
Okay, next one is another
show. Boy, that was
one.
Weird. Who the hell asked that?
My new friends.
You would try about anything, would you? Just admit it. You would just go about anything.
No, I have my limits. Right. I draw the line.
What if a woman wants you to stick your foot in her mouth?
Okay, I'll stick my foot in her dick's mouth. That's fine.
That's weird. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to get aroused or like it at all, but okay, whatever floats your boat. The next one's a serious question. Back to serious.
Oh, God.
What about government conspiracies? Do you believe there's a government conspiracy?
I think that it's been proven.
I agree.
Time and time again. I mean, you got to be crazy not to think that there's bullshit out there that the government's not telling you about. Being in the military, you know the bullshit's going on.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's just craziness, especially when it comes to UFOs. And
wow.
And you talk about 9/11 and all that stuff. But
right.
You know, what can you do about it? I mean, I can't do anything about it. I'm a freaking bread driver. I do dick jokes, okay?
I have buns and I stick my dick into them.
Nothing I can
Wait
do about
a minute.
It.
That's not right.
Nothing we can do about it.
Okay.
We don't have the money. People have to understand we are just little peons in this world because there are people out there with billions of dollars. Oil companies, pharmaceutical companies can do whatever they fucking want, and they can buy people. They don't have to kill people. They don't have to do those kind of things. They can just, if a pharmaceutical
influence.
Company come up to you and say, we want you to shut up on Mac and Travis and not talk about us, and we'll give you $2 million, what are you going to do? Give me the $2 million.
Is that in cash or check?
That's right. And then I'll take the $2 million down to the adult alternative lifestyle club and have a good time.
I'm going to spend it on hookers and blow.
Make it rain, baby. Make it rain. All right.
Going back to the previous question of golden showers.
This is very odd.
This is odd, but someone in the box asked me to ask you if Stevie came up to you and said, I want you to pee on me. Would you do it?
No.
Don't go back to the box and look who it is. I know that's what you're doing. You're scrolling up going, who said that? Motherfuckers, who said that?
you will get the curse. You will get the curse.
Okay. Here's another question. Back to the more lighter side.
Well, we're swinging all over the place here.
Very nice. Very nice. Name a fantasy.
Hold on. Give me a. Thank you.
Name a fantasy that you haven't done.
Well, the B-52 is one of them.
Well, I don't know, but I mean.
Some other fantasy that I
haven't. Some other fantasy that you haven't done.
There's been so many.
Let's see. How do all those pornos start out?
I don't know if all men are like me, but my fantasy world is huge. I mean, I've just got tons of fantasy going on.
Just about every one of mine involved two chicks or more.
Yeah. I always have this fantasy of rescuing a damsel in distress out in the mountains.
Nice.
Right as a storm was hitting.
And the only way to stay warm is both of you to get naked.
That's right, in a tent. And we're huddled there as this blizzard goes on outside. And I shrivel up into like a 1-inch penis. And nothing happens. No, that's not part of the... It's amazing I have a huge penis in this fantasy.
And here it is, right there, boys.
And things happen and stuff like that. So
yeah,
and it's actually kind of cool, you know.
I would have to agree.
But I have a huge, wide fantasy, and some days I'll dream about it, and it just stays with me all day, and I just go on about fantasies.
Wow. You didn't realize what you just said,
what
did
I
you?
Say?
I have a huge, wide fantasy. Most of the time, it's in my pants.
No, what's even funnier is you just said it, and I can cut it up.
That's not right. But it'll be funny later.
Yep.
Let's see. There was another one in the box that I didn't write down because I didn't think we'd get that freaking far. Hold on. I got to scroll back up. There's a Walmart thing on there, Walmart song that one of Breeze's friends did.
Okay. You have to send it to me then.
Yeah, it's in the box. Right. I'll try to do that.
All right. So no more questions. There it is. So we...
Yeah, that was the last question.
We cleared up the whole...
For now, the questions are clear.
The urinating on each other and... No, somebody had asked that. That's kind of... It's that deja vu thing, because somebody asked that. Maybe we talked about it on the show, but somebody asked that of me, like, a couple of years ago.
Right.
And I'm going, I guess if a woman wants it, I would, but, you know, I wouldn't get excited about it.
All right, now that I'm done, can you go take a shower?
Yeah. Because then I'd have to kiss it, and I'm not real hip into...
It's like pooping on somebody. I'd poop on somebody, but it's going to be in a bathtub, I ain't going to look. It's going to be like, okay, I'm done.
That's
I'm
gross.
Gone.
No, I'm not going to go there. No. Hell, I'd have to take a shower before I have sex. I'm creepy. I got to be cleany and smelly good.
Well, you know, you don't want to have some Fumananda under the nutsack.
No.
You know, Fumananda jeans from under the sack.
But then again, I'm very liberal on the things I would do. It's just that some, you know, I don't want to think of, oh, he's uptight. I'm not uptight at all. But when you're talking about pooping on somebody, that's going way out there. Now, if you want her to dress up as Little Bo Peep and I'm dressed up as a sheep,
then you're down.
That's weird there.
I'm into plushies or what is it? Plushies, is that what you call them?
Plushies, yeah.
Yeah, the bear dress up thing.
Yeah.
Now,
one of my favorite ones, here's a fantasy, to see a girl use one of these.
I just agree, that would be interesting.
My favorite one right there.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god, I knew I should have wore headphones. My son is learning way too much. Sorry, Breeze. Our bad.
Yeah, we didn't mean to go there.
How old is he? I hope he's not too young. If he's as old as mine, then he's probably laughing his ass off. I know mine would.
Yeah.
That or he'd be like...
He probably thinks, why would you want to piss on somebody?
No. people do that?
There's a fetish for absolutely everything. I find it fascinating.
Oh, he's 21. Oh, my God. He knows what the hell's going on.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell, he's might have even been to an alternative lifestyle club. Somebody asked me if I would go to one of those.
Would you?
Out of curiosity, obviously, now.
Well.
But I can't go because I don't have a mate, so that wouldn't work out.
I don't know. It might.
But I don't know. I'm just so old. It's just... I'm
no,
tired
you're not.
And old.
Trust me.
I'm tired and old. And there's a reason the webcam is on you and not me.
Oh, it's because I'm so much more attractive.
That's right. You're the young stud, and I'm the stud that's can't get it up. No, I can get it up.
Oh boy, guess what? Let me write down the date of this show because I'm gonna go steal that.
It's just the old. I'm just tired. You know, you get home from work and you just, well, I could go out and meet girls. Or I could sit here and watch ESPN.
No wonder you know so much about sports.
I do.
Damn it.
What was that noise?
Oh.
I heard an aw.
No, that was Gwen.
Oh, good. I thought we had some kind of a paranormal activity. Okay, we got show notes coming up.
What else is going on?
Show notes, maybe show a little notes. Sports, maybe.
Man, it's going fast.
I know.
Is this a long segment or what? We still got 5 minutes in this.
That's awesome.
Cool. So you want to do show notes?
Yeah, let's get to some of the show notes. They're pretty good.
Any other questions, go ahead anytime. We'll try to answer them. Advice. We have a great advice.
Oh, yes. Great advice.
Let's see. Here we go.
He's old, creepy, and kind of lovable in a sick sort of way. It's Mac with the Lifestyle Report.
All right, there you go.
Sorry, I'm smacking.
With the show notes. You like the smacking part.
Yeah.
Now, I still want you to meet some people at this club you're going to and bring them in. I'd really like to talk to them. No, and I'm not going to be an ass to them. You know, I'm just curious.
So,
I mean, I think it's very interesting. I'm not going to hammer it by any means. I find it fascinating. I want to learn it.
Is there a pun in there?
There is.
I'm not going to hammer it. Hard.
And someday...
Unless she's willing to let me.
Someday we're going to have a pole in here, and someday we're going to have a fireplace.
I'm telling you, we should knock out that wall, put a pole and a fireplace right over there.
That's right. And a stage for the band.
Stage for the band.
That's right.
It's going to be rocking, man.
Someday. All right, show notes at macandtravis.com, macandtravis.com. I'm going to shoot through these fairly fast because we got a lot to get to, and you probably want some sports.
All right, but a little bit, not too much.
2009 Crash Copulation.
Is that good?
It's pretty good. We won't watch it now because there's nothing exciting, but go watch it. It's kind of cool.
Okay.
In the privacy of your own home.
Right.
Another one of our teachers of the week receives 20 years. Would you do this chick?
No. I probably would. If I was 13, yeah. If I was 13 and the
She's
wind blew.
She's crying. She looks like a teacher.
She does look like a teacher. But if I was 13 and the breeze, woof, maybe I should stop drinking the beer.
Yeah.
And the breeze blew just right, then, you know, yeah, I'd do her. Yeah. Of course, maybe you know, at 13, I mean.
In a locked classroom. There you go. In a classroom. That he has some stories, doesn't he?
Oh, yes.
And you know when he turns 50, or my age, he's just going to be, hey, man, I did a teacher.
He's going to be talking to his kids, when I was your age, I was already fucking teachers.
Yeah. Nah, that's not really fantasy. Do you have fantasy?
Teacher fantasies?
Do you have fantasies more about older chicks or younger chicks?
I don't know. It's kind of a hit and miss type thing. Sometimes you're older, sometimes you're younger, sometimes
you're age. If you're at the alternative lifestyle club, would you prefer to meet younger chicks or older chicks?
I don't care.
Or older, whatever.
The song "Older Women Make Beautiful Lovers." Well, that's because they know what the fuck they want and they don't play around. So, I would say older, but the younger ones, I don't know. There's a lot of drama, I would think, with younger chicks.
Yeah, but they don't have as many bad experiences in life to look on. Because I've had the...
so I can be the first?
Well, no, I don't plan on being the first bad experience. But you know, it's like all my exes, they had exes before me, and this guy was a wife beater, and this guy was a drunk alcoholic, and this guy was this, and I was like, well, I'm none of those, hello, so don't treat me like that, and they still
a,
had issues.
No, B, no, so, C, no, D. Oh, okay, I'm D.
So like a 19-year-old has a clean slate. So, I don't know.
She may have a clean slate, but she might not have a clean...
Ba-boo-boo-boo.
Blah, blah.
Orange juice. Ba-boo-boo.
Hey, we'll
Bing
be
Crosby.
Right.
Yeah. Fresh squeeze orange juice. Ba-boo-boo-boo. More show notes coming up.
We'll be right back.
Listening to the music alternative.
The Texas Blues Cafe, man. All the way. Yeah.
Taking blues into the 21st century.
21st century. 21st century blues.
All the music that anyone
would
want to hear.
I absolutely love your music.
I'm so happy. I'm totally hooked on you guys. I'll never go back to the other one.
I'm going to Texas. Yeah, yeah.
Exploring podcast technology and striving for bluescast excellence. We are the Texas Blues Cafe.
Now heard Saturday nights at 10. Here on KCOR Online Radio.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mick Shane from the Mick Shane Rock Show, and you're listening to Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR.
Do you want to see me in a cheerleading outfit? It's Mac and Travis on the Up All Night Radio Show.
Yes, we're back here.
That guy sounded really drunk.
Who, you?
That PSA guy. I'll send my limo after you. Oh. Really?
Oh, that's, what's his face?
He still sounds drunk as hell.
That's just him. Eagle, what's his name? What's
Joe
his
name? Walsh?
Joe Walsh, yeah.
It's the only one I know.
You don't know everybody in Eagles?
Joe Walsh is the only one I know.
Don Henley?
No clue.
Glenn Frey? Timothy B. Smith.
Nope.
Who's the other one? I'm missing somebody. Somebody in the chat box.
I don't know.
Right. This is Name the Eagles.
Welcome to the Golden Oldies.
Anyway, let's see. Oh, by the way, Jeremy could not make it from Driving Wheel. We apologize, and we'll reschedule him back here sometime in the future. And
well, he'll be required to take the test of interrogation.
Interrogate anybody that comes in the studio, so... Well, you got your friends in the box. Will they come in the studio?
I don't know if they will or not. I imagine they would.
Well,
Joe.
Joe is their name?
Joe, yes.
Joe, yes.
That's what Cool Breeze, but Joe, yes.
Joe, yes.
Joe must be who I was talking about.
And Eagles?
Eagles.
Joe, yes. Joe, yes.
Joe Walsh, maybe?
Joe Walsh.
Maybe it was Joe.
Joe Walsh. Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, she might have said Joe Walsh. I forgot him.
Oh.
Was he in just for a little while?
Joe Walsh?
Yeah.
I thought he was in the whole time.
I don't know.
And then went single, didn't he?
Cool Breeze will explain it all. She's the one. She knows.
Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Joe Walsh, Timothy Schmidt, Don Fiedler.
That's right.
Randy.
Don.
Yeah. Miser.
Yep.
And Bernie leaned on.
I didn't know Bernie.
Led on.
Huh.
L-E-A-D-O-N. Lead on.
Yeah, he's the only one I didn't remember. All right. Cool. All right. So, I don't know where we came up with that. You'll be tested on that next week.
Ah, crap.
The show notes at macandtravis.com. Continuing on. Item number 3, our Tiffany with a big rubber. Yes, this is Tiffany. on the Bob and Tom show, but we claim her.
Right.
We claim her first.
I want to know why she's wearing the big black gloves. Are those rubber gloves to handle the rubber?
Probably so.
Maybe she's found that.
She's their big stuff chick, and she hangs out big stuff.
She
and,
hands what? Yeah. She hand drops what?
And so there's a big big condom.
What
so,
kind of looks
so.
Like, she's still looks smoking like your hot. Condom a little bit.
She's smoking on. That's right, baby. next time on the show notes, Jesus turns up in a banana.
Well, you know.
Is that Jesus in the banana? Give us a blow by blow.
Jesus in a banana. All of a sudden, poof, Jesus popped out of the banana. I don't know. That kind of looks drawn on a little bit. The eyes and stuff.
No, I've had bananas that turn brown.
Right. Maybe that's not Jesus.
It could be like, you know who it kind of looks like?
Charles Manson.
That's because his picture's off there to the right, right? Or is that, I don't know who that is.
I
don't know if it looks like, who does it look like?
I don't know.
Chris Christopherson is who it looks like, I think.
Nice. I don't think it looks like Jesus.
You like the way the woman's holding the banana, though?
I like the way she handles her banana.
All right, so there you go. So there's your Jesus on a banana. And then we got a cross inside a baked potato. I've had these
what
before.
What the hell?
I've had these.
You've had crossed baked potatoes?
Yes, I've opened them. That doesn't look like a cross. It looks more like a strange...
It looks like that thing rotted, and that's what it looks like.
Yeah. But I've actually had those, too. I get an old baked potato and, you know, cook it up. So there you go. So there's the latest...
You know what I do with those?
Yes, what?
I smash them and eat them.
I wouldn't eat that. Then we have a Chinese doctor who removes chopstick from toddler's brain.
Yes, this is amazing. You know, they didn't want to operate on this kid.
Well, what were they going to do, leave the chopstick in their nose?
They didn't know what to do because they thought he might bleed to death or something. Wow, that's a big-ass chopstick. So they slowly removed the chopstick, and he's fine.
Cool. Glad for that. Glad for that. So keep your chopsticks away from kids.
Yeah. Don't allow your kids to run with chopsticks.
Another grand story. D.C. cops arrest a woman for having more than two condoms. Apparently... If you have more than two condoms in your possession, you are a prostitute.
Really?
That's what they said.
Nice.
So, welcome to America.
I don't know about you, but I've been lucky enough to date three plus condom types. Nice.
What happens if you put multiple condoms on your penis?
I don't know. I'm assuming, you know, with one condom, I get no feeling. So, I'm assuming two condoms... You can get nothing at all. And then I imagine it kind of like keeps it all hard, I would assume, because, you know.
Put like five or six condoms on.
Be like, I'm super safe. I got to do this six times.
Well, the woman may like it because you got to be a lot bigger with five, six condoms on. So just an idea, I'm telling you.
Just an idea. Something for you to try out. No, I'm good.
All right, next item on the show notes, massive white dwarf. May go supernova. Now, what is this about? Is this about the adult alternative lifestyle club, or what is this?
I read that, and I was like, you got a story about a dwarf that's going to go supernova? And I was like, oh, wait a minute. And then I went and read the story. So it's about a star. It's an actual star.
Yeah, we don't really care about the story. I just like the headline.
I know. I was like, wow, massive white dwarf. Okay.
I believe the dwarf is near Uranus. Not for sure. Next time on the show notes, I got to play you this one. Now, this one, the very beginning is boring, so you got to speed it up.
Okay.
Christmas tree rocketry. This is freaking cool. Let me play a bit. You go ahead and start it on your end, and I'm going to play it here.
All right.
And if I can find it. What's it under?
Probably Christmas tree rocketry. I'm a guess.
God dang it. There it is.
All of the Christmas tree dynamics have been worked out in rigorous detail. I expect
the blow by blow when they launch
it. Launch to approximately 100 feet. Then turn over and fall and land like a dart. I think that this just really goes to what it means
what
to be an American
hell?
At Christmas time. Well, the emission system is really simple. We just have 32 Estes D120 class engines all wired in parallel with individual igniters. We're going to use a car battery to provide the power. It should be very
they got a Christmas tree on its side with all these freaking rockets underneath
it. Is it possible that the tree will split on launch? I think that's a minimal chance.
Wow. These guys have analyzed this way too much. Oh.
A reflection of my childhood?
That's awesome. It looked like it took off pretty good.
I would say that this event goes beyond community-oriented and really enters
into
the ground
to the car battery.
So there you go.
It's awesome. That's pretty.
Check that out.
The safety fire extinguishers. I want to see when this damn thing lands.
One of them lands straight down, nose first.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. He launches it. It goes up in the air. Oh yeah. Oh, and then the engines kick off again. That's pretty good. It takes off pretty good.
Yeah.
Looks like a missile.
That cool?
Christmas tree freaking missile.
Yeah, some people here in the Midwest, they put theirs in the pond for the Christmas trees for the fish. For the fish. But this guy has found something else to do, and I think it's kind of neat.
That's
nifty.
Pretty neat. I do like that.
That looks fun. All right, next time on the show notes, we're going through this fairly quickly. This cow apparently can jump 6 foot. He landed up on top of a roof.
Wow.
And so you ever heard of flying cows? I can't believe he actually did it. I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I say there's something wrong with this story because you can't get a, what does he weigh, 600-pound cow up that high?
I would say at least 600. He's pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't know, but deer, have you ever seen deer jump? Deer can jump amazingly high.
Wow.
They can jump, I think they can jump at like 8 foot. So, I mean.
You think it's plausible?
I would go with plausible.
All right, he says it's plausible. All right, so there you go.
I mean, they got little bitty legs compared to a cow.
That sounds erotic there. next time on the show notes, a big freaking mushroom. Go look at that. And for you mushroom heads, I know you're drooling over this picture. Give us a blow-by-blow on this baby.
Well, I'm waiting for it to load up. Computer's a little slow.
Look at that big old freaking mushroom.
Wow, Jesus Christ, dude. That's not a mushroom. God damn.
You're going to have a whole big party over that.
Six kilograms. Wow. Yeah. If that was a psychedelic mushroom, that's some money right there.
That is, baby.
That's a freaking huge-ass mushroom.
All right, next time on the show, we're going through these fairly quickly. Please peruse them at the privacy of your own home at your leisure. Drunk needs a ride to a bar, so he calls 911, and I thought this was a neat-looking guy there, and I wonder if you ladies out there would date this guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a woman that would.
He's quite a catch. Take out that guy.
Oh yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, it looks like a guy that would call a freaking 911 to get a friend.
And no, I'm not anti-tattoo, because I have a tattoo, and I want more tattoos. I love tattoos, but I'm not going to put them under my nose. next time on the show notes for Travis, this is from Trish. Corn Husker Snuggie.
I want to see this one. I purposely did not look at this one because I wanted to see it.
You can
on
buy
the show.
It $24.95.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, baby, there's my next Christmas present. That's what I want.
Freaking
I want a
Nebraska
Snuggie.
Oh, my God.
How awesome
How
would that
gay
be?
Is that?
That's awesome.
How are you going to get any action
hey,
at the
what?
Alternative Lifestyle Club when you're wearing a Snuggie?
That's a unisex print right there.
You said it. I didn't.
That's awesome, dude. I would buy that one.
There you go.
I'd buy that Snuggie just because it had Nebraska on it.
You're weird. Thank you, Trish. She had that very specific for you. Old people love biscuits and gravy, that's for sure. This guy, 90 years old, drove into a restaurant, crashed into it, got out, went in, ordered biscuit and gravy.
Nice. Nice. Hey, we'll be right back with more Up All Night at Mac and Travis.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
With huge egos and tiny penises. They're back, Mac and Travis.
Our shroom lovers are right there.
Hey, you know, there is benefits to shrooms.
I'm sure there is. It's all natural.
They're all natural, and they don't come up on piss tests. The only way you detect for it is Spinal Tap.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Just saying.
That link there, if you want to see the big shroom, is at macandtravis.com. Lastly, I want to make one big shout out to my favorite girl. She has won the second place in the 2009 Top 10 Sexiest Geeks.
Oh, my God.
What?
I like the one with her in the umbrella, dude.
Which one's that?
Just scroll down. You'll see it.
She's
freaking hot.
I'm telling you, man.
Wow.
She's incredible.
Oh, and then scroll down further. She's got one with...
I'm not real fond of the... was it the ones from that magazine? What's it called? Maxim. I think those are Maxim, some of those. And I don't like those. I like her in a natural state, just as a girl.
Well, you know, as opposed to being a man?
You can make her up too much and try to get, just let her be who she is. So I'm telling you, man.
She's hot.
She's on my fantasy list right now, baby.
I would put her on mine. God dang, she is hot.
I told you.
I know she was hot, but I mean, those pictures, those red, red thing with the lab coat, and I imagine she's not wearing nothing else, just the umbrella. I'm just saying. Letting my mind wander.
All right, there you go. Cool. All right, thank you so much for listening, and to the new people, your friends, please come back and join us. If you want to come into the studio and just hang out, feel free.
We'll talk about stuff.
And also thank you to Pookie.
Oh, yes.
And Trish for helping with the show notes.
Yes.
And Pookie, really, you need to get a new name. Sorry. You're a pretty cool guy. As far as I know, he's a podcast listener from somewhere. We don't know where, but come on, Pookie. Not the most masculine name going on there, baby.
Well, you know, hey, what's your name? I'm Pookie.
Don't forget to also listen to Cool Breeze tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
At 7 p.m. Central U.S. time on Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR, and join her right here. You can go in the same chat box. It's the same chat box all over the place. And join in the chat box, and some of the same people here are going to be there.
Sweet.
Say hello tomorrow night. We'll see y'all next week. Take care. Love you.
See you guys.
I'd probably do her.
I'd do her.
If I wasn't married, I'd do her.
This is Simon from American Idol. What can I say? That was pure delight. Really wonderful.
Hey, this is Mick Shane from the Mick Shane Rock Show, and you're listening to Kansas City Online Radio, KCOR.